What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today's topic, why men crack. Okay, it's a topic that, you know, is very important. It basically discusses why men, you know, crack mentally over time and why men, you know, go down into mental bankruptcy. It's something that I've observed. Joe Rogan said something along the lines that we used to live in caves, you know, walk 20 miles a day hunting for food, fending off saber tigers, you know, and today we stare at our screens for like 10 hours a day. We eat tons of sugar and take stimulants and drugs, and we don't exercise at all. We're like really comfortable little bitches, and that's where 99% of the mental illness today comes from, okay? He's obviously talking about men who cracked mentally in the race for success. And that's a very common theme, you know? You're brought up in a certain style, you're driven to succeed, you look around you, everybody is succeeding, social media is succeeding, and you just can't hang. So we all know them, you know, the strong man, the vigorous man, the robust man, the man that are never sick, and we strive being the same. But then eventually, you know, these guys, they go over the limits and they crack and they, you know, they crash mentally and they hit rock bottom. And afterwards, they look like, you know, pitiful shells of themselves. You know, the fire is gone, they're burned out furnaces of energy, okay? And usually people say, look, this guy, he looked so healthy, he looked so good. And, you know, he was. But over time, as you push on and you push on and you push on with your job and so on, with the partying, and, you know, over time, it just takes it out of you. And for every ounce of energy that you know, have to give by pushing through the pain, by whipping up courage to take action, every ounce of willpower that is drained, you know, eventually you're running into mental bankruptcy, and then you have the mental crash. And today, more than ever, this is a very common theme, you know, that we see. And, you know, in the last years, you know, we've seen that people stop taking care of themselves mentally. It's like a mental hygiene that you have to go through. And we all have these lavish lifestyles, you know, taking stimulants, partying, stock ticker symbols, Twitter messages, you know, feverish living, you know, inflamed nerves that muster the above the shoulder shit, as the guy says in Wolf of Wall Street. We all know that. And, you know, it's time to get back to more normal days and to, you know, bank some of the fires. And it's time to remember that some of the simplest lessons about mental health that you've learned as a child, you need to go back to that. And, you know, what's good for the boy is good for the man, my grandmother used to say. And life is worth living normally and not let those crazy times suck you in and spit you out. And that's what she said, suck you in and spit you out. And, you know, it's time to wake up with a clear head, basically. And that's what this podcast is all about. And I think it's a very important topic, to be honest. And so the big question is, how do you earn mental toughness? How do you avoid going through the highs and lows? And as I'm divulging the words of wisdom here, I'm actually drinking a bit of wine, so bear with me. And, you know, there's about 2 million Americans that avoid mental health problems. 2 million Americans out of 330 are mentally healthier and happier. And these 2 million Americans like their lives, okay? They wake up fired up. They're ready to take life by the horns, as Tom Torero would say. They welcome life's challenges, and they prefer energy, like real energy, from working on their dreams in place of the daily drag from doing the 9-to-5, okay? Their routine is simple. Their secret is also simple, yet only 0.7% of all Americans naturally follow these unwritten laws that lead to mental health, okay? 0.7%, 2 million out of 330 only, and they don't know what they're doing. They just do it, and you know they're not. They don't have any gimmicks, and it's there are no tricks, and it's just some age-old conventional wisdom that, without knowing, they still do it. And it's a true secret for managing your mental activities. And it turns the feeling of, you know, having to do something and, you know, dragging your butt to do something, to wanting to do something. It's that Christmas morning feeling when you're a child, okay? So the question obviously is, what is that secret? And, you know, I think in certain parts of our lives, we've all had that feeling when we did something we really enjoyed. But the question is, you know, what is that? What is the secret to that? And how do I get that consistently? And the answer to the question, and, you know, bear with me for a second, is basically what Michael Phelps and Michael Schumacher and Michael Jordan do as well. And I know those guys come from out of nowhere here, but just bear with me. Just to start with, if you don't know, those guys combined won 25 Olympic gold medals, 6 NBA MVP titles, and 13 championships, you know, whether it's Formula One, swimming, or racing, you know. And that's quite something. Like, I would say they're like the most outstanding individuals in their specific field overall. What else? Well, most importantly, those three guys, they have something in common with those 0.7% of mentally healthy Americans, or those 2 million mentally healthy Americans. And I examined those three guys and I broke down the secrets of their success to mental health. And I read, watched, and heard and analyzed every single piece of information out there that these three athletes, that's about these three athletes. It took me around, I counted it, it took me around 3,274 hours to figure them out. And what I found was really surprising, okay? And that's why I had to write it down. And personally, you know me, those guys who follow me, I found that I have most of these things in common with them, but I didn't have them naturally. I'm, you know, I had to work for it, but over time, I guess, you know, it just boils down to these factors. And these athletes, they have 7 things in common with the 2 million mentally healthy Americans that are alive today. And that's the 0.7% of the Americans that have a healthy lifestyle. And they subconsciously knew about these 7 simple secrets without actually having to figure them out through hardcore dedication, like Michael Schumacher, or Michael Jordan, and Michael Phelps. And I promise you, once you know those 7 principles, you'll see them everywhere. Every person that you know that walks with a little skip, you know that they have, in one way, shape, or form, they're following these principles very closely. And I'm having another sip. That's also my mental health, is having a little bit of a sip. So instead of sabotaging your life and putting yourself down continuously, you know, start and end your day with a mental workout. That's what I found. It's that mental workout that helps your brain to clear in the morning, unleash its full potential during the day, and relax just before going to bed. And if you do that continuously, deliberately, it eventually leads to happiness. And it doesn't do so from the very start, but eventually it does. It's very simple. It takes no longer than 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. And the mental benefits are immediate, they're undeniable, and they're long-lasting. And I have been doing this for a long time. And frankly speaking, that's how I got over, you know, really hard times in my life. And there were plenty of those. So the 2 million Americans, they do this naturally every day. Also, they're not aware of that. They do it, okay? And if you're like me, you had to come by these secrets the hard way. But fortunately for you and me, better late than never, okay? So I want to make you an offer, okay? You have a good many years to live, I hope at least. We never know when we have to go, but you have, you know, not forever, so it's no time to be wasted, but you have a few years to live. And I'm going to ask you, in the interest of your mental health, productivity, and happiness, during these remaining years, to give these 7 secrets a try for 30 days, okay? Give it a try for 30 days. All you have to do is follow the mental health plan, and I'll give that plan to you. It's that plan that those 0.7% of Americans and those top 3 athletes follow. And if it doesn't work for you, you get everything back. You don't pay a dime. But give it 30 days. If it doesn't work for you, it's free. But I want you to carry on with your mental exercise for 30 days. 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes just before you go to bed. You can't expect, you know, to free yourself from, like, the bad mental habits that you have followed for years and years. You can't expect to free yourself from those in a week or so. You know, it takes time. You know, they usually say it takes 30 days to develop a new habit. And definitely with something as serious as this, it definitely takes 30 days. So I have condensed and written down these 7 secrets to mental toughness, yeah, that I found. And I've written up a report. And I want to share these timeless and invaluable principles with you. And I want you to start getting mentally tough within 30 days. And if you don't feel immediate and long-lasting toughness, mental toughness, in those 30 days, if for any reason you're not 100% satisfied, send me an email and I will refund you your entire payment quietly and without questioning, okay? And right now, as you know, I'm building the platform called Hustler Vault, and I will put it on there, and I will give you guys more details on how to access these mental principles and how to get that report and how it all works. But I want you to just be aware that I've been working on this myself for quite some time now. And I will give you access to that mental toughness report once I've built the platform. And then I want you to go on there and give it a try for 30 days. If you're not happy, you know me, I stand by my word, I will refund you. So just, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for when I have the platform on and when I have the mental toughness report out. And then sign up, give it a try for 30 days, and you drop me an email to anthony.hustlex@gmail.com, and I will refund it, no questions asked. So this is really important. I just wanted to, you know, give this out because it's such a simple thing to do. I do it personally myself every morning, and I find that these top guys and those 2 million happy Americans do it as well. Follow it. What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. So, you know, this is a bit of a different podcast, but I think it's probably one of the most important ones I did, and I hope you find it interesting. And in due course, so stay tuned, in due course, I will drop the knowledge down to the Hustler Vault for you to download and take it in and get mentally tough. And with that, peace out. Tony Hustle.